We have an altar in our church. It goes all the way across the front of the church, directly in front of the platform where the pulpit is and where the singers offer and lead in songs and the musicians and so forth. And that altar is a wonderful place to meet with the Lord. We call it a family altar time where the pastor calls people forward and they can pray at the altar. And it's really a wonderful time in the Lord. And I just have had some wonderful times there with the Lord. But I will tell you, that's not the primary purpose of an altar. The primary purpose of an altar is to offer a sacrifice. That's the way it has been and always will be. And that altar, we have forgotten, is a place to come and offer ourselves as a sacrifice unto God, just as Jesus did. You see, King David recognized this when he prayed his prayer of repentance and desired for a clean heart. Listen to what he says, Psalm 51, verse 14. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, you God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of your righteousness, O God. O Lord, open you my lips, and my mouth shall show forth your praise, for you do not desire sacrifice, else I would give it. You delight not in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit. A broken and a contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. Do good in your good pleasure unto Zion. Build you the walls of Jerusalem. Then shall you be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then they shall offer bullocks upon your altar. You see, in that day they still offered sacrifices, but David said the actual way to God's heart, the real way to God's heart, is becoming a sacrifice on that altar yourself, a broken and contrite heart. You see, Jesus offered himself as a sacrifice unto God for the benefit of the world. So may we take up the cross and do the same. Father, I thank you for people who recognize this, people who saw it, that the way to you is a broken and contrite spirit, a humble spirit, offering themselves on an altar of sacrifice unto you, just as Jesus did. That does not mean I have to die a terrible death or a martyr's death, although that may be required. That may be what happens. It's increasing in this world. But I know this. It means I belong to you, and you will fill me with your spirit. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.